This is Dr. Dave dictating progress report on Debra, D-E-B-R-A, Sweezer, S-W-E-E-Z-E-R, date of birth, April 2, 1961, new paragraph. Patient comes here today for follow-up. She complains of significant weakness and fatigue. She also complained of numbness, more so in the feet, but some in the hand, and difficulty in performing some stuff at home. A patient also stays tired all the time. New paragraph. History of present illness. This 60-year-old female was diagnosed to have multiple myeloma in October of 21 when she presented with a large mass in the left lung. And there was a lesion at T4 vertebral body, which also measured 5 by 2.5 by 3.9 centimeter. And there was a left pleural lesion, which measured 4.9 by 2.5 by 1.7 centimeter. There was also lymph node enlargement in the mediastinum. Patient then was found to have significantly low in hemoglobin. Hemoglobin was around 6. So she was hospitalized. She was given blood transfusion. Biopsy of the lung lesion came out to be amyloidosis, and bone marrow aspirate and biopsy done during that hospitalization showed that she had multiple myeloma with extensive disease in the bone and bone marrow. Patient subsequently was started on systemic therapy, chemotherapy with Velcade, Revlimid and dexamethasone, which was started I think in November. Patient had excellent response. Her IgG level, which was 6400, dropped significantly, and in December it was 1500. It continued to drop, however, during December she got infected with COVID virus. She required hospitalization in Irving, Texas, and stayed there for a few weeks, needing some blood transfusion. So during that period, her multiple myeloma chemotherapy was on hold. Subsequently, when she came back, she had significant gastric symptoms with dysphagia, nausea, and vomiting. So dexamethasone had to be stopped. And because of her significant peripheral neuropathy of both the feet and hand, Revlimid had to be stopped. So she has been on Velcade, however, on weekly basis. Her IgG, which has normalized to, I think, normal value would have been around 1200 or so, has now started going up. The last value on April 25th was 1800 milligram per deciliter, and it was re-emphasized that patient needs to start some more inclusive therapy such as melphalan, prednisone with Velcade. This was discussed with the patient, so we'll start the process of pre-authorizing with her insurance. At this point, she is trying to go on COBRA. The patient was laid off from work because of her inability to be able to perform her duty well because of her disease-related symptom as well as side effects of the treatment. New paragraph. Today, we went ahead and gave her Velcade 2.9 milligram sub-Q. We did not draw the blood today. We'll draw it next time once we pre-authorize her melphalan and prednisone. New paragraph recommendations. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, multiple myeloma advanced with amyloidosis. Diagnosis 2, has been on chemotherapy with Velcade, Revlimid and dexamethasone with significant toxicity. Diagnosis 3, significant weight loss of about 40-50 pounds in last 6 months, diagnosis 4, significant peripheral neuropathy, diagnosis 5, esophagitis and gastritis from dexamethasone, dysphagia and nausea from that, diagnosis 6, chronic anemia, now improved, new peripheral recommendations. Again, Velcade was given today. We will pre-authorize melphalan and prednisone for subsequent combination chemotherapy. New paragraph. As far as her ability to work, because of her significant weakness, fatigue, and significant numbness of feet and hand, it is not possible that she may be able to work gainfully. I recommend that she go on medical disability initially for 6 months, optimize her treatment of multiple myeloma, without which she will progress, and then make a decision after 6 months whether she is in a shape to resume work. But at this point, it looks like that she may require long medical disability leave so that she could optimize her care and chemotherapy for multiple myeloma. At some point, we may evaluate her for transplantation. Then in that case, she might require significantly prolonged rehabilitation. New paragraph, thank you. This is a progress report on Debra Sweezer. Copy of this may be sent to my office, one copy to patient's chart. Thank you.